This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Friday the 16th of January. I'm Susanna Streeter. Well, let's get more on the financial markets now. And to get the view on Wall Street, I spoke to James Lieventhal of Lieventhal Asset Management. And he told me that although there'd been a small upswing, it was too soon to call a sustained recovery in sentiment among investors.
I'm very much an optimistic fellow, so I don't mean to be pessimistic. I just think in the short term, there is some pain yet to come. These are the sort of tragedies, really, that can occur when you have dislocated markets, as you see in the oil market or in the Swiss franc market, and there are certainly more yet to come. That needs to be cleared out in terms of sentiment before the market can truly recover.
And you talked about a bounce earlier. We saw an uplift in the price of a barrel of oil. Is that a bounce, or do you think we'd like to see oil slowly creep up again?
It could well be a bounce. We could well be stuck in the short term between $45 and $50. Over the long run, supply should be curtailed at these new prices such that you do see an increase in prices probably back to that $65 to $75 range by the end of the year. But in the immediate term, there's no way to really say whether we'll be stuck at 45 to 50 or if today's move is the start of that trend. I certainly do think that in the long run, oil prices will be higher as demand continues to pick up.
Are there any stocks that have really taken your interest today that you think signifies anything specific about that industry?
Well, certainly, you know, apropos of what we're talking about, anything that goes on in the energy sector is worth noting. And there are a plethora of very cheap stocks out there. The news in the U.S. on BP, which I'm sure is near and dear to the BBC's heart, is interesting in that there is a seeming reduction in the liability stemming from the Macondo oil well spill. That stock, I should point out, trades at a significant discount to book value. For a company with real assets such as BP, I find that very, very attractive, frankly, and today's news, which brings some certainty to BP's legal liability, makes it a little bit more attractive. So I think that as the oil market stabilizes and eventually recovers, that you will see some undiscovered gems like BP out there, and it will be a great buying opportunity. I think we're supposed to look for them now.
And that was Jim Lieventhal from Lieventhal Asset Management. Now, some latest numbers for you on Wall Street. The Dow was up 1.1% at 17,511. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.8% at 65.50. And March, New York light crude oil was up $2.18 at $48.91 a barrel.